As I mentioned yesterday, this halacha shiur is dedicated to the memory of the Mashgiach and Moshe Rabbeinu Zechen Mizracha. I found out after the Shloshim were over about it. Now we left off Simen Gimel Sif Beis. Now, in Sif Aleph it was mentioned that if somebody is Yetzir Shusarabim with the Talis that is not Mitzvah Kil Choso, so it's Chayv Hatos, because the Gemara says, because the Tzitzes are Choshuv, and Mele, it's not bottled to the beget, it's not like straps of a kilo, of a sheep that is used as a tent. So there, the straps are not the Choshuv. So Mele, they become bottled to the beget. But the Tzitzes, if it's not Mitzvah Kil Choso, are so choshu that they do not become bottled to the beget. Imu mitzuyetze skil choso, however, if it is mitzuyetze skil choso, muta lotzitz bol yoshus harabi, bein talis kotin, bein talis gotin, afil bizman hazeh, shein lonu tcheles. Even though we have no tcheles today, so we are not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis bishleinus, but we paskin like the rabbonon of Rebbe, the tchiles in Ma'akif is a logon in Ma'akif is a tchiles. Some mele, it's not a mas. Rak shalu yehilo imunach al ksefa. In other words, when he does go out Shabbos with the talis, he shouldn't wear it like a shawl, because that's not a derech levish of the talis. So then the talis itself is considered a mas. If he folds up the talis and he wears the whole talis like a shawl, I mean he has to wrap himself up in the talis to cover his shoulders. The way a talis is used, the achlevish. But if it is just munachli al seifov, so then it is a mas. Umiknuna leli talis aches kosei sheu mitzuyos kil chosei. In other words, that's a chuvas harsh. In other words, one does not have to be cheshesh. He should not go out with the talis on Shabbos. Maybe the tzitzis was nifsa, because we rely on chazokia, chazokia the mikore, and he knows that the tzitzis were kedin, so he does not have to be cheshesh. Maybe within the last day or so, or the last few days, so the tzitzis were nifsa. In Leidale Bishabes Kihushu Bikamles Shatari Sholof Posel, suppose he's walking in the street, but in a Kamles. Kamles means Midaraise, it's not a Rishus Arabi, so you are allowed to carry. But Midarabonon, you're not allowed to carry. Shatari Sholof Posel, Lo Yaserenu Miolov Achekiali Beise. So he's not Mechuyev to take off the talis, even though Talishim Tzitzes Kil Choso, so the Tzitzes is a Masse, so he carries on Shabbos. But since it's a Karmeles, so the Issa Ritzoy is only in the Rabbono. So Menele Kovid Abriyes is the Echa, I mean, to take off the talis in the street, in the Karmeles. I mean, he's not nice, he's very embarrassing. So it's a Kovid Abriyes. So Kovid Abriyes is the Echa, the Issa, the Rabbono, of carrying in a Karmeles. Lo yeserenu miyolov achi yagia libeisei di godeil kveid abriz. Vafilu talus kotin shetachas godov in tzorich lifshei. Not only talus godov. So he is allowed to take off. But even talus kotin. In other words, from this ramor it appears that there is more of a gnai in taking off the talus godov than taking off the talus kotin. I mean, according to our plain understanding, it should be the other way. Because when you take off the talis gotl is an older garment. So there is relatively less of ignite than to take off the talis cotton that is not on top of his garments. So from one aspect, as the Mogavon himself points out, so there is more of ignite in taking off I Taliskotten von Tickenwolf, I Taliskottel, from one point of view. But then from another point of view, from the point of view of time, so when you take off the Taliskottel, so I mean, and we are talking of a situation where everybody wears the Taliskottel, you know. Where's the Taliskottel? We're not talking of the situation today where no one in the street walks with the talis. But let's say in Jewish communities, many hundreds of years ago, when all the Jews walked with the talis in the street, you know, to shul, so that gnai of not wearing the talis, so that rested for some time, not for one moment. But when you take on the talis cotton from beneath the shirt, so it's only that one moment that there is ignite. But after that, no one will know that he doesn't have it talis cotton, mashenke talis cotton. Everybody will see he doesn't have it talis cotton. So from the point of view of time, so the taking off of talis, of it talis cotton, involves for an embarrassing situation for a longer time than the taking off the talis cotton. But insofar as the extent of the embarrassment is concerned, so the Moravom says, so then there is more of ignai in taking off the talis cotton that is beneath the shirt than taking off the talis cotton. But from the point of view of time, so when you take off the talis cotton, so then he'll be embarrassed, let's say, for half an hour, maybe. Because everybody who passes by would see everybody wears a talis, he doesn't wear a talis. Mashe'in kein, a talis cotton. So only that 1 minute, the one who will observe how he takes out the talis cotton from under the overshirt, so that he will... So it will be embarrassing. But after that, who will know that whether he's wearing the talis cotton or he's not wearing the talis cotton? That's why the Rambam says, "Vafilu talis cotton shetachas godov." So the embarrassment will take place only for one moment, not for a long time. So is in tzorich lipshin. V'yo adin nifzak echod min atzitzies u'misbayish leishiv v'leitalis. The Yuchal Leif Shei Bilei Broche Mikeach Kveda Bris. In other words, so suppose he Shabbos in the shul, and then one of the tzitzes becomes fossil. So of course he should, under normal circumstances, if it will not be embarrassing for him, he should take off the talis. Because if he doesn't wear the talis, he's not mechuyev to have tzitzes. If he wears the talis and he has no tzitzis, he's in battle and eser raise. He's in battle and eser raise. So that the halacha is, so he can still put it on and yuchal leif shebeli boche mikeach kved abris. Then the Ramos says something that is stolen in the machlekes rishonim that the Mordechai mentions between Harav Reb Shleime Midarvyesh and the real of vidavke bishabes. The osa lasi sitzies, avol bichel kehay davne osa. Avol bichel kehay davne is osa. And Shabbos, now the real oven says that if on Shabbos, so a tzitzis becomes possible, so then he's not mechuyev to take off the beit, because there is no isa to wear a beged without tzitzis. There is a mitzvah. If you have a beged with four corners, you have to put in tzitzis. But on Shabbos, you cannot put in tzitzis. It's in Lachad Daraisa, it's in Kesha. So the putting in of tzitzis, so involves in Lachad. So Memele, he is Potter. So then he says, "Vidafke b'Shabbes di osa laaseis tzitzies, avol bichel ki aydavne." So merely tosa, but it's embarrassing for him to be without a talis. So the answer is, this is how the Nisikilim explain it. Because Teisve says in Mitzie, in Shuas, that now the aloha of Kovod Abrius is Deicha manifests itself in two situations. One situation is an Isra Abonon. So in other words, one is allowed to be either an Isra Abonon in order to prevent embarrassment, humiliation. Suppose somebody finds out that in his beged there is flying rabbanon, so he's not mechuyev to take off the jacket in the street, because it would be very embarrassing. Suppose he finds out as he's walking in the street that his jacket is glowing the ice, so in Chochmah v'in Tfuno Neged Hashem, so Kovod Abrius is not deiche, and he said the ice. But suppose he's walking in the street and he finds out the tzitzis is possible, so the aloha is not mechuyev to take off the beged. Why? Because it's a bizarre. But Teitzve says, in other words, so Kovod Abrius is deiche every Yisrael Rabbonon even become vasei, and it's deiche and mitzvah deraise b'shev al taisi. Because klayim is a nisa deraise become vasei, you're not allowed to wear klayim. So Kovod Abrius is not deiche and Isa the Raisa become vasei. But it says there is no Isa become vasei to wear a beged with four corners without tzitzis. If you put on a beged with four corners, you are immediately mechuyev to put in tzitzis. And if you don't, if you neglect it, you are mevatla mes the Raisa. Just like somebody who doesn't put on tefillin a certain day. So it's mevatla mes the Raisa. So if that there is b'shem v'al taise, not become vasei. So Kovod Abrius is deiche the raise b'shev al tais. Kovod Abrius is deiche nisa the rabbonon, even though it's become vasei, and it's deiche and esse the raise b'shev al tais. But Teisve says in Bomitzie, Taflamed, and in Shvues, there is a difference. Insofar as the nisa the rabbonon is concerned, so even a gnai kopi, a minor embarrassment, is deiche nisa the rabbonon. But insofar as the mitzvah deraise, and avira deraise b'shem al tais is concerned, so only gnai godel, a very major embarrassment, like taking off, you know, a beged, you know, so that's very embarrassing. Only gnai godel is deiche. But a gnai cotton is not deiche. So memele, the Ramo says, vidavke b'shabes, the osa lase sitzies. In other words, so on Shabbos, if let's say, suppose he's walking in the street, and he finds out, he's walking in the Carmelis, and he finds out that his sitzies became possible. So he should, under normal circumstances, take off the talis. We are talking of the talis godel here. So he should take off the talis. But that will embarrass him, you know. He'll be walking without the talis. I mean, he'll be taking off the talis in the Carmelis. So that will embarrass him. So in Mele, he's muter b'shabes to keep it on him without a broche. To keep it on him without a broche. Why? Because Kovod Abrius is there. Basheinkin, if it's Bechayel, so B'Shabes, it's only the question of carrying any Carmelis. But let's say, Ochot Hashim Moreves, but Bechayel, it's a question of Nesel Reise. So there only Gnai Godel is Deiche. So taking off the Talis constitutes only Gnai Kotten, not Gnai Godel. And the Mogavon points out, that's only in respect to a talis godel. So the taking off a talis godel, even though it will last for some time, but it's not such a gnai. It doesn't constitute such a gnai, a big gnai. So maybe it's not deiche des deraise. But suppose he finds the tzitzis in the talis godel is under the shirt, and then he'll have to take it off, let's say in the Carmelis or in the Chotashim Moreves, he'll have to take it off, you know, you'll have to take it off in the presence of people. So that constitutes Ignite Godel, so then he can keep it on without the broche, even on Shabbos. Even though the Ramo said before, that Phil Talus Cotton Shetachas Godel in Tzorich with shape, so on the contrary, so that implied that the taking off with Talus Godel involves more of an embarrassment than the taking off of the Talus Cotton. So that was from one point of view, from the point of view of time, but from the point of view of the extent of the embarrassments, on the contrary, the taking all of the Talus Cotton involves Ignaigodl, whereas the taking off of a Talus Godl, the taking off of the Talus Cotton involves Ignaigodl, but the taking off of it of a Talus Godl involves only Ignaigodl. So Memele, the Ramo says, among Avram says, when the Ramo says with Af Mishabes of Lasis, I'll look I gab no sir because it's only Ignaikotin, that's only in respect to it the taking off of Talis Godel. Talis Godel. But the taking off of the Talis Cotton that involves Ignai Godel and Libre MS, and then even Mishabes he's allowed to keep it on. To keep it on without a bar. Without a bar. Now, I just want to say just a few words about Rav Moshe Wernick. He was a mashgiach in Chicago, and for about two decades, he was mashpia upon many families. Rav Moshe Wernick was not sufficiently recognized in Chicago. I'm not criticizing anybody. And I want to point out how is it that he was not sufficiently recognized. By analyzing the concept underlying the law of tzitzes, so we can understand why Rav Moshe Wernick was not sufficiently recognized according to his capacities and the hashpoye that he meted out upon many families, and if he had been recognized according to his potential and according to his talents, then he would have exercised a much bigger hashpoye upon many, many more Talmidim and upon many more people in Chicago. Now, we are learning Hilchas Tzitzes. Now, the mitzvah of Tzitzes consists of two ingredients, as we all know. It consists of the of Tcheles, and it consists of a lover. Now, I said yesterday that I will discuss, I'll mention the machlekes between the Mishneh Berurah and the Meishiv David and Tziv in regard to someone who walks out on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah with a talis godl, where the tzitzes are kedim, but the talis itself does not have the shear to be higher than tzitzes. Now, I forgot to discuss it, but after this, the few words of Hashkof, I'll discuss it, because since I said it yesterday, it might be like in Eda, you know, so Ashkim Reshna Perikze, so you will have to forgive me, and after the few words of Hashkof, so I'll discuss that machlekes. But in the meantime, I just want to say a few words about the personality of Rav Moshe Wernick Zechen Lerua. He was a unique person. Now, so the mitzvah of tzitzis consists of two aspects, two ingredients, lover and tchelis. And except for the Balamoyer and the Mordechai, all the Rishonim Paskin, like the Rabbonon of Rebbe, the tchelis ain't makif for lover. The Balamoyer and Shabbos and the Mordechai Paskin like Rebbe, the tchelis is me'akev as a lover. But all other Rishonim, I mean the Rambam, Chaber and Ramo, lowest Rishonim, practically all Rishonim except these two that I know. So Paskin like the Rabbonon of Rebbe, the Tcheles Eini Me'akei Es Alom, Tcheles Max Alom. Now the two aspects in tzitzis of putting in our garments two kinds of strands, a white strand and a blue strand, represent two approaches. The white is symbolic of that which is concrete, that which is intelligent, that which is rational. But Tcheles, as Chazal say, Tcheles de Miliam, Yam de Milorokia, Rokia de Milikise Akovet, the blue strand is symbolic of that which is not intelligible, that which is mysterious, that which is esoteric. Now, the Torah has two aspects. On one hand, there is a branch of the Torah, like the Chesh Mishpat, so which can be conceived, you know, through our logic, through our common sense, and then the Mishpatim, then they are in the Torah, the Chukim, the statutes that cannot be understood. As Chazal say, Chukim shechokakti lochem, ein locho rishus laharben. Can we understand the meaning and the purpose of Por Aduma, the paradox of Por Aduma, of Mitayat Mein and Mitamitayin? It's esoteric. It's beyond the inquisitive grasp of the human mind. That's in the Torah. So in the Torah we have two aspects. We have the rational and intelligible and the clear aspect, something that could be understood by our limited minds, and we have the mysterious and the esoteric and the hidden part of the Torah, the chukim, that no one could understand. The greatest mind, even Shlomo HaMelech, couldn't understand the real meaning of certain chukim and the purpose. But everything has a purpose, but it's beyond the inquisitive grasp of our mind. In nature too, there is a wide area of laws of nature that can be understood through the empirical approach, through experimentation, that scientists can discover. But there is a much wider area that all the scientists in the world, with all the progress, will never be able to understand. So, in nature, just as in the Torah, there are also two aspects. There is the Lovan aspect, that which can be understood through empiricism, through experimentation, and there is the esoteric, the hidden, the mysterious element in nature which can never be understood. Now, scientists, medicine, has made so much progress in the field even of cardiology. But as far as the brain is concerned, they are groping in the dark. They don't know a thing about the operation of the brain, because the brain is contained within the mysterious a part of the world, of the human organism. And that scientists will never, of course they'll make more progress, and they'll make new discoveries, and they'll be able to cure certain diseases, but they'll never be able to understand fully the operations of the brain, because that the operation of the brain belongs to the mysterious aspect of the human organism, which is beyond the inquisitive grasp of the limited human mind. And the same thing is true of history. When certain things in history we can understand, and we are not aware to understand. That doesn't mean that we are commanded by the Torah to study dates of chronology, of history, but we are commanded to understand the events, the historical events, and to see the Ezbalikin in the historical event. But there are certain historical events like the Holocaust that is beyond the inquisitive grasp of the limited human mind. And whenever somebody tries to explain the Holocaust, so you should know, you should not even visit such a lecture, because he is bound to say stupidity. And it doesn't make any difference whether he's religious, orthodox, or he's reform assimilated. Anyone who tries to explain the Holocaust will say stupidity. The proper approach is not to discuss it. This is hidden. This is esoteric. It's beyond the inquisitive grasp of our mind. Mankind will be able to understand the Holocaust, the purpose of the Holocaust, only in the end of the days, after Yemei HaMashiach, after the resurrection of the dead, after Tfilas HaMasim, but right now it's beyond the inquisitive grasp of our human mind. So that means that in the Torah we have two aspects. We have the Lavan, that which is concrete, that which is intelligible, and we have the mysterious aspects, which is beyond our inquisitive grasp. In nature, we have the Lavan aspect, that which can be discovered by scientists through empiricism and experimentation and observation, and we have the mysterious element in nature that will never be discovered by scientists. And in God's administration of the world, in the history of mankind, we also have two aspects. We have that which is clear, which we can understand, and we have certainly historical events that we cannot understand, like the Holocaust, the Chom Bayis Rishon, the Chom Bayis Sheni. That's beyond the inquisitive grasp of our limited human mind. So the Torah said that on our body we have to put in two strands. We have to put in a white strand symbolizing that the concrete and clear and rational and intelligible approach in life, and a blue strand is symbolizing the mysterious element in life, in the Torah, in history. And according to Rebbe, so one is me'akev the other. According to Rabbanon, one is not me'akev the other. Now, it is in the Shittas Rambam is very interesting. Even though the Rambam passes that Tchilas in Me'akev is a Lavan, so according to the Rambam, so there is a distinction between the Aloha of Tchilas in Me'akev is a Lavan and the Aloha of Lavan in Me'akev is a Tchilas. Because the Rambam says as follows in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Tzitzis, Aloha Aleph, Anof She'is in Al-Knaf HaBeget ממין הבגד הוא המיקרו ציציס, מפני שהוא די מלא ציציס של ריש, שנאמר ויקוחני בציציס רישי. וזהו אונוף הוא המיקרו לובון, מפני שאיננו מצווים לצווי, ואין לחוטי אונוף מין ימינתיו. דמי סז נלוך הבייס, ולקחין חוט צמר שנצווה כאין הורקיע, וכאין נעשה על אונוף, ויחוד זה הוא הניקרו תחילס. ואין מיין הקריחה שקיר איחוד זה שיר מנתיר. So נמצא, דמי סז הלוח הגימו, נמצאו במצווה זו שני ציוויים, שיעשה על הקון אוף אונוף יצא ממנו, that's the love one, and then he says, ושיקריך על אונוף חותחילס, שנמה ויוסו להם ציציס, וינוסנו על ציציס הקון אוף פסיל תחילס. So the essential mitzvah of the tcheles is, of the chut tcheles, that it should be used in being kerech around the chut lovon. You have to wrap the chut lovon with the chut shel tcheles. And then he says, Nalach HaDalet, the tcheles in me'akev is a lovon, the lovon in me'akev is a tcheles. Ketzad arei she'in li tachlo, arei she'in li tcheles, eise lovon levadim. So when he mentions that Tchilas is not part of the Lavan, he says simply, suppose like we today, we don't have Tchilas, we don't have the Chalazim, so Mele, we still are mechuyev to put in the Lavan. But then, how does he mention the Aloche, that Lavan is not part of the Tchilas? V'cheini mosa Lavan in Tchilas, v'nifzak ha-Lavan, v'nismai darakonov, Vinisha Atrilis Levada is Kosh. Vinisha Atrilis Levada is Kosh. So in other words, so he mentions that in respect to the case where originally it had Lovon and Trilis. He put in the towers, in the beged, Lovon and Trilis. And then the Lovon was Nifsak, but the Trilis remained, so it's Kosh. But at the very outset, so the Lavan is not of the Tchilas. The Tchilas is not Makif the Lavan. Why? Because the essential mitzvah of the Tchilas is that it should be kelech. It should be wrapped around the woman. It should be wrapped around the woman. That was the unique trait in the Mashgiach, and Moshe Vernick's personality. Not that he did not have a very deep sense for the woman. He had a very profound sense for the woman, for that which is clear and that which is intelligible. But unfortunately today, people who emphasize the mysterious element in life, the mysterious element in the Torah, the mysterious element in God's administration of the world, are not recognized. Who is recognized? Even among the Orthodox leaders, those who emphasize the loving aspect in life, the loving aspect in the Torah. But those who emphasize above everything else the tchilas aspect in the Torah, the tchilas, the mysterious element in life, the mysterious element in history, they are not recognized. If the people, if the Jews, the Orthodox Jews in Chicago had a sense for the tchilas element in life in the Torah, so then the Mashgiach HaMeshe Vernick would have been able to exercise by far a much greater hashpoy upon the community of Chicago. He did exercise a very substantial influence upon the other community of Chicago. But the reason as to why he did not exercise as much as he could, because unfortunately the Jews in Chicago did not show any sense for the tchilas aspect in the Torah, for the tchilas aspect in life, for the tchilas aspect in history. They like only to see that which is clear, that which is intelligible, that which is simple, but they don't like to see that which is mysterious, that which is esoteric. And the Mashgiach HaMeshe Vernick, he always liked to wrap the tchilas strength around the white strength. That was the unique trait in the Mashgiach personality. Now, about the machlekes between the Mishneh Berurah and the Meishiv Dovah. So, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a tshuva to the Meishiv Dovah and Nitziv, and they discussed the question of a talus that does not have the Shia Tzitzis. In other words, in order to be Chayim Tzitzis, it has to be Isatir be Rubi Shalchotin. So Rubi Shalchotin, suppose whether it's 18 by 18 or 20 by 20 or 22 by 22 or 24 by 24, whatever the Shia is, is Isatir Rubi Shalchotin. So suppose he walks out with the talus that does not have the Shia of Shisatir be Rubi Shalchotin and Shabbos, Yom Shusarabi. Is he Chayiv V'Chatos or is not Chayiv V'Chatos? So the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishneh Berurah, on the basis of a raya from the Primogodim, and that's the Primogodim Shita, so says that he's Chayiv V'Chatos, like Talash and Mijietzes Kiyochos. And the Meishiv Dovah was Chayiv. So first he mentioned the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lametes. There the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lametes, mentions the Aloha that if somebody wraps himself up in a kilo. Kilo is a sheet that has straps and it's used to set up a tent. So suppose he wraps himself up in that long sheet, so he's not hired for its oyer because the straps he doesn't use, because the straps so are bottled to the kilo, to the sheet. So the Gemara is the kashe. Why is it different? So Ravuna says it's Chai V'Chatos. So the Gemara says Talish im Yitzkel Choso, so the Tzitzis is Chosho, so it does not become bottle to the Talish. But the straps, the rituals of the Kilo, so are not choshuv. So they become bottled to the kilo, to the sheet. So melee it's not a mas. So Rashi says, why are the tzitzis choshuv? Because of the tefillos. So that means that bizman hazeh, according to Rashi, the aloha of talish in jesibul chosach hayif chatos doesn't apply, because we don't have tefillos. We only have lovin. Lovin is not choshuv. Tefillos is choshuv. So lovin is not choshuv. So merely, even if it's in jesibul chosach, so it's still bottled to the talos, to the bed. Tesis mentions the name of the rachno, that the reason is why tzitzis is choshuv is not because tchilis. Even the lovin is choshuv, because talish in tzitzikil chosa means he put in the beged only 3 tzitzis instead of 4. And since his intention is to put in the 4th tzitzis, so mele the 3 tzitzis until he fulfills his intention and puts in the 4th tzitzis, so are not bottled to the talis, because his intention is to be mashlin and put in a fourth tzitzis. So. Now he says, most rishonim agree with the shita of Tesfas and Rach in Shabbos that from this. So mainly he says, when is a chayach to say that it's choshuv? If somebody is hilichin shus rabin in talis shenis yeskil choso, that there's only 3 tzitzis, and in the one corner there is no tzitzis. Since his intention is to put in tzitzis in the fourth corner too, so mele the 3 tzitzis are choshuv and do not become bottled. But if somebody wears a talis that is very small, it does not have the shield of the talis lisatid beyehubi shalkot, or a talis kotin that does not have the shear. His intention is not to make it larger and then take out the tzitzis and put in the tzitzis again. So his intention is to wear it like that. All right, so it's not kidding. So he's not such a big one. Or suppose he does it because according to one shita, it has the shear. According to the other shita, it doesn't have the shear. So he wears it. Perhaps he'll be kind of interested. But his intention is not to put in anything else. So mele, it's not choshuv, and it becomes bottled to the talis like fringes of a beged. So he's not chayev mishum maaseh, like the ritzuris of a kilo. So he's chilek on the Mishneh, Brures Psak, which is based upon the primitive. Now, then the Meshiv Dovar himself mentions Hiraya to the Mishnah. Hiraya, on the surface it appears to be a very strong Hiraya to the Mishnah Brure. In Siman Yud, we learn it already. Siman Yud, Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says, Malbushim Shem Tzuchim Min Ashdodim Limato V'yeshlem Dalit Kamfes Litzadmato Ulimailo Im Stumim Im Rubi Sosum Poter Vim Rubi Posuach Hayev Vim Chetzi Sosum V'chetzi Posuach Matir Neisei Lichumre V'chayev Bitzis. In other words, I mentioned, suppose you have a jacket or a capote that has a slit in the back. So if the slit is coextensive with the major portion of the jacket, then it's chayev tzitzis. But if it's not coextensive with the roof of the jacket of the capote, so it's potter of tzitzis. Suppose it's 50-50, so then mechumre it's chayev. But in yetzim be b'shabbos, why in yetzim be b'shabbos? Because maybe it's potter of tzitzis. So mele he'll be chayev chatos if he goes out in the rishus rab. Now here it is a beged. The tzitzis is kidin. There is no psul in the tzitzis per se. It's only in the beged. So it's a riot to the Mishneh Berurah and the primitive. So he says, that's a raya. But since practically all the Rishonim explain the Gemara Daf in Shabbos on the basis of the fact that since his intention is to be mashlim and put in four tzitzes, so mele, so it's considered a Yovah Hoshuv, it doesn't become bottle to the beget until he puts his mashlim in the four tzitzes, so mele we have to be deichik and apply this sieve in the Mechaber, in Simen Yud, Siv Zion, to the case where the intention of the person is ultimately to make the slit, the pesuach, larger, so that it wouldn't be just mechzor mechzor, that it would become rubel pesuach. So mele, so it's like italis that has three tzitzis, not the fourth tzitzit in the fourth corner, and his intention is to put in the fourth tzitzit, so then it's never choshev. Now, the Marik himself doesn't say it. Now, this din is mentioned by the Marik, what the Mechaber mentioned, but then the Meshi Dovo concedes to the Mishneh Brura that according to the Ramban and the Ran, the Mishneh Brura is right, because the Yisirashit is the Talashin is yes, Kil Choso is Chayil Chatos only if there is Chayles, but Lovon is not in Dovo Choshev, but most Rishim Machelik and Rashi. So Tesis and Rach say that it means that three tzitzis and his intention is to put in a fourth tzitzit. So there is the Rechoshim. But the Ramban in Rechames, in Perik Ben Madlikim, in Shabbos, so in the Ran, in Shabbos, that performed the test, they explained the Rechoshim on the basis of the fact that inasmuch as the kavone of the person who puts in three tzitzis is to be kind of mitzvah, but he makes a mistake. He doesn't realize that when you have three tzitzis, you're not mikayim in a mitzvah. But he thinks that he's mikayim in a mitzvah by putting in three tzitzis in three corners, or a partial mitzvah. So the mele, since his kavone is to be mikayim in a mitzvah, so the mele is never choshev. So the mele says, according to the Ramban, and the Ran, so the Mishneh Brura would be right. Because why do certain people wear a small telescope? After all, it's not high, but he says, they don't know that it. Or they think, according to one shita, it is higher than it is. So the kavon is to be mikayim in mitzvah. So even though they're not mikayim in mitzvah, but since their kavon is, to be mikayim in mitzvah, so mele, it acquires chshives, so mele doesn't become bottle to the belly. But he mentions that all the Rishonim agree with the pshat of the Rach, that the reason is why it's the Rechoshev is because his kavone is to put in the fourth tzitzit, but when he doesn't have a kavone to be mashlemet, so then it's not the Rechoshev. So mele we have to pass them that if somebody goes out with the talis that doesn't have the shiur beged to be chayav mitzitzes, is not chayav chatos. But he agrees that according to the Ramban and the Ran, so he would be chayav chatos. But most Rishonim agree with the pshat of the Rach, not with the pshat of the Ramban. And pshat of the Ramban. And then he mentions what the Ramban says in Milchames, because the Baramoya Paskins, like Rebbe, that Chilis is Me'akev Zalavon, so he says, no, we couldn't Paskin like Rebbe, because if we were to Paskin like Rebbe, how is it that we all wear a talis or a talisvot on Shabbos? After all, since Chilis is Me'akev Zalavon, so it's in the Yetzkir Chosov, so mele should be higher hatos. Because the Ramban shita is like the Ran, that the reason is why it's the Rechoshev is because his kavod is to be mekayem mitzvah. So that mitzvah gives it chshivas. That mitzvah gives it chshivas. And then he mentions what the Rishonim say, that the Maharam Rotenberg never wore a talis in the street on Shabbos, or a telescope. So they mention the reason is because he was afraid maybe it will be nifsa. But he says that's not the real reason. He mentioned because certain people who are not very sophisticated would ask him Kasha Monefchach, if you are afraid, in other words, the real reason was because he was cheshish, maybe the aloha is like Rebbe, the trilis is Me'akev Zalom, and the Maram Rutenberg agreed with the Shita of the Ramban and the Ran that the reason as to why Tzitzes is the Vachoshuv and it's considered Timasa, it doesn't become bottle to the beggar, is because he is mishaving to be Mikhail the Mitzvah. So Mikhail Mitzvah, so Mele, if the aloha is like Rebbe, the trilis is Me'akev Zalom, and he wears only Lovon and not Cheles, so Mele, the Lovon itself is a Dovachoshuv, and it does not become bottle to the beggar, so he's higher the Chatos. That's the reason as why Maram Rutenberg did not wear a talis on Shabbos. But then people would ask him, Monefchach, if you are Cheshish for Rebbe, why do you make a broche? Why do you make a broche every day? But not everybody is even taught to understand that there is a big difference between Lochin Shabbos and Broch Levatov. So in order to avoid the criticism, so he mentioned that reason. But the real reason was because he was cheshish for the Shita of Rebbe. Because like the Lamula Paschas like Rebbe. And because of that, so he did not wear tzitzes on Shabbos in the street. He did not wear tzitzes on Shabbos in the street. Now, the Meishiv Dovo is of course made it to the Mishneh Berurah that according to the Ramban and the Ram, that the reason as to why it's in the Vachoshuv is because his kavone is to be mekayem mitzvah. So then if somebody goes out with the talis that does not have the shear, so he's chayav chatos. But he says, most Rishonim achirik on the Ramban's pshat, and they agree with the Rach's pshat and Teis pshat. I'm sorry that I took so much time, but I think that the Mashgiach deserved that a few words should be said about it. Now, as I said before, I found out after the Shleishim, so I couldn't have said that a week ago Sunday when it was the Shleishim. Yeah.